Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Always a big occasion when there's a brand new launch of a fresh new boat. Usually you see, you know, a lot of important people there. There could be possibly a champagne bottle, you know, getting cracked open with a knife or something on the ship.
If you're launching a yacht, sure. Yep. Launching a tinny, it's just a cask of wine.
It's just a VB. It's a VB. Or sometimes it's like the bottle of champagne on a string, which just flies down and hits the side of the boat or something fancy like that. So when you see that we're launching a $2 billion naval ship in Sydney, you know, you think, what kind of celebrations would take place for this ship? This is the HMAS Supply in Woolloomooloo. What do you think would take place for something like that?
Oh, there'd be like some sort of official military ceremony that has to be done. Maybe a 21-gun salute, or is that just for people?
Maybe
something like that.
Yeah,
maybe a flyover?
Like that, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
You know?
But, you know, naval officials, that sort of stuff, the Governor General, federal MPs, they're the sort of people that are, you know, helping to launch this $2 billion naval ship that's cost a lot of money. And it looks like whoever seemed to book the entertainment, though, when it came to performing, you'd probably expect some military people to be doing a dance with guns or something, or something in unison, marching.
Yeah, maybe doing a dance routine to In the Navy by the village people.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Well, there was a dance routine, but it was more down the route of, you know, something that'd be out of this singer's handbook, basically. I came in like a
wrecking ball. Yeah, that's all it is.
I'm talking about skimpy outfits, twerking.
Yeah. I don't know the full details of this story, but there was like a local dance group that got enlisted to help launch this new naval ship, and they were just working it on the deck there.
They were working it hardcore. And when you sort of picture the dignitaries that are there, I'm talking about people that are probably about, you know, 10, 15 years older than you and I, like people that's like your mother and dad watching, you know, all of a sudden a very skimpy sort of suggestive dance, which would be almost at a nightclub where you're thinking about flicking money in the direction. That's how it was going in that sort of direction.
There was a lot of crossed arms as they sort of watched all these guys in there looking resplendent in their military, you know, outfits, their uniforms, and just watching these dances on the deck of this new ship. And I could just see the thoughts going through some of their minds like, I haven't seen such a vulgar display since this woman.
Exactly right.
I thought we banned this type of dancing on naval ships.
Straddling that cannon, that's tame compared to what this was. Obviously, a lot of people up in arms going, that's not really appropriate. Whoever's booked this entertainment has really dropped the ball on this one. So you could
look, the dancers were great.
They were great.
And they were doing a great job, just not the right audience.
No.
For that type of dancing, I think.
Probably not. So they did drop the ball on that. But as you would imagine online, people have had a field day with this. They said, I flat out would not believe this is the HMAS Supply unless the only reason I believe this was the HMAS Supply is because the banner was in the background.
Oh, right.
Like, that's the only way that I said. Otherwise, I would not believe what I'm actually seeing.
You'd think you were watching, like, some halftime show at, like, an NRL grand final or something.
Yeah, I think where it really fell by the wayside is you mentioned there was a local dance troupe. So, local Sydney dance troupe, 101 Doll Squadron were the ones invited to do the dance. I think because they saw the word squadron, they're like, squadron,
military
forces, military. Sure. That's probably where they dropped the ball on that as well, because they wanted to reach out to the community. Like, don't get us wrong, they were fantastic dancers and everything, but like we said, probably not really appropriate for these sort of formalities when it comes to launching a naval ship. They really got their wires crossed by the sound of things because, you know, they got things completely mixed up. Because let's be honest, usually skimpy clothing, twerking, that takes place when the ship returns back to dock. You know what I mean? That sort of stuff happens as well. And, well, let's just say the salute did take place, except all the sailors were sitting down, if you get my drift.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
We're about to discuss one of our favourite topics on the show, pets.
Oh, yes.
But love not pets. Dogs.
No, excluding dogs in brackets.
You dog owners, you can sit.
And stay.
Sit this one out. Good boy and girls. Now, we want to talk to the pet owners that have the more unusual pets.
Yeah.
Okay, because there was a guy spotted in Bunnings recently. And he was wearing this backpack, which was kind of like a cage. It was like this little cage. And normally people might shop at Bunnings for some poly tubing.
Yeah.
But this guy was shopping with his pet poly. He had a grey and pink galah cockatoo in the backpack cage. And he's just roaming the aisles of Bunnings.
As you do.
Someone snapped a shot, put it up on Twitter. It's since gone viral. Bunnings is completely okay with it. If you've ever shopped at the Batemans Bay Bunnings, you would have seen people come in with their dogs.
Yep.
And they say all pets are welcome in their store as long as they are either secured safely in a vehicle. So I know I get pushed around in a little tram thing when I'm in Bunnings. On a lead or wearing a muzzle or carry. So as long as your pet is secure, they don't care what type of pet you bring in store, which is a good policy.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. It actually takes me back to when I was a little bit younger. I used to have
You're on a leash, were you?
Yeah.
Were you one of those backpack kids?
I go that far back. I was on a leash and my mother had like a string and would tug the string and like me and my sister would be on there and get pulled along.
Did you have the little retractor cord? She'd just squeeze your back like she's fishing.
One of those. But when I was growing up, I had a pet chicken. And this was a lovely little thing. It's like, what should I call it? I'll call it Hector. One day going to the...
Yeah, of course.
Hector. One day going to the cage. Oh, Hector, you've left an egg. Hector became Hectorina.
Oh, right.
And then one time we were on a road trip and I had a little lead for Hectorina and was walking the chicken
you
in the
took
park.
Your chicken, your pet chicken for a walk.
Yeah, a berry near Wollongong.
Just right.
Walking around. People found it quite funny. Some people were taking photos. I'm like, it's just me walking the chicken. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Show's over, people.
Yeah.
This is completely normal. 1-300-92-1250. If you are an unusual pet owner, Matt on the live morning. Matt, you had an unusual pet that likes to go on outings.
Hang on.
We're breaking up there. Signals a bit patchy.
Yeah, Matt. What's your unusual pet that likes to go on outings, man?
So it wasn't my pet. It was an ex girlfriend of mine. I won't name her.
Yep.
But she had a pet python, and her mother used to walk it. She used to take it exercising in the front yard. It was super weird. You just now watch it on TV, this thing would slither up to the couch and be like, what the Anyway, she took it out in the front yard and I was like, what are you doing? She goes, I exercise Terry the snake, Terry the python in the front yard. Anyway, she used to feed him frozen rats.
Oh.
He says, he won't take anything live. And anyway, I saw him slithering over to this bush, and I was like, why is he going in that bush? And she's like, I don't know. Anyway, I look around, and there's an owner with a little handbag dog. She's got the thing at full extension. It's doing a dump in the bush.
Oh, no.
And old Perry is slithering up for a snack, and I'm like, grab that bloody snake.
Oh, no.
Once it gets that dog, we won't get him off. and the other owner is on the phone, not seeing what's going on. He's got one of those extender leads that's full length. No idea. Just think little Mitchie's doing a dump. And Terry's cruising up for a meal.
Oh, man.
The funniest thing ever.
Start rolling the snake up like it's a hose. So,
I ran and grabbed him by the tail. I said, come back here, otherwise we're going to have a dead dog.
Yeah, good call, Matt. Thanks for the call, mate. Appreciate it.
No worries, man.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
We've got a party coming up next month, Hutsy. We'll be rubbing shoulders. Well, not rubbing shoulders. We'll be maintaining a safe social distance with some of the people that, advertise with us here on Power FM.
Yes.
We get our annual dinner. This year, it's fancy dress.
Hollywood fancy dress.
Oh, man. Doesn't matter what type of fancy dress it is. Fancy dress is for people that can't let go of book week.
That's it,
you know,
adults.
Yeah, it's a book week for adults, pretty much. And it's just the name itself. Like, you dress up in costumes, but it's fancy dress.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the way a hillbilly would describe an evening gown that they see in a window in Maya. It's like, geez, look at that fancy dress, Bobby Sue. You'd be my prettiest cousin wearing that. fancy dress. It's what we have to do. Have you put your costume together yet?
I actually purchased the things for my costume yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I was up in the air about what to do. I was just like, I wanted to go as Alan from The Hangover. So with the
beard and the little baby harness and that
like,
sort of thing.
Yeah, that'll work. And then I'm trying to overthink it. I was doing some Googling. I was searching my age. I'm like, really overthinking this because it's like, I feel like if I'm going to do this, I have to do it at least 70% of the way. I can't just like turn in a half-assed performance. It needs to be
That's
decent.
It. Yeah, you want to make sure you're the person that everyone goes, oh, you didn't put in much effort. You know, I did contemplate just buying a volleyball and cutting the bottom out of it, sticking it over my head. I'm like, I'm Wilson from Castaway. How you going? But I'd probably be criticized for that. So you got to put in some effort because it is very much a mob mentality with fancy dress.
Oh, absolutely.
Like if you saw one person dressed up as Shrek just wandering the street – you'd call the police. But if you get a group of people together dressed in weird outfits, it's a party.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, I did hit Google yesterday going easiest adult movie costumes. And then I had to adjust my search.
I was getting
some results not suitable for work. I spent a couple of hours like Googling stuff and I finally settled on an idea.
Okay.
So I started piecing that together. But the problem is you verse that whole comfort versus style thing.
Yep.
Because the last thing you want is just to be like overheating at the party. Like you spend all this time putting together a costume and then half an hour in you're like, I immediately regret this.
Yeah.
Why did I choose this costume? I'm sweating my guts out.
I could have gone down that road because I was like, David Bowie, the Goblin King from Labyrinth. I'm like, those tight pants, I'm like, not very flattering after a little
while.
No,
not at all.
No, not at all.
Because my original idea, because I'm a nerd, I have a lightsaber at home.
Of course you do.
It's for recreational purposes. And I was going to go as Darth Vader. And I started looking into the costume. And I'm like, no way. I am going to be so hot in this thing. I mean, the only time it would be useful is if you went to one of those sort of sex parties from, like, Eyes Wide Shut, where the guy's like,
you will kindly remove your mask.
Well, thank God, because I could hardly breathe in this thing. It was like I could smell my own breath.
Get undressed.
Okay, again, happy to oblige. I'm sweating my guts out in this Darth Vader costume. Happy to do it.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.